Murphy and Jordan in front of a glass case on a stand. The excitement on his face, giving him those dimples I fell for in the sixth grade. The three of them are watching this 3-foot-tall sailor doll dance like it's doing a TikTok. It stops dancing the second I take off the augmented reality glasses they gave us at admission. It's just sitting in its chair, with its weird little sort of monkey face. They say the ghosts in this place are safely contained by something called a recurrence field, like animals in invisible cages, only they call them spectral beings on the fold-out park map, forced to repeat the same things on a loop. It all sounds like a load of bullcrap, as my dad likes to say. But when I settle the glasses back down on my nose, the doll's back up on his feet, doing a jig. So, is it real? Or is everything we've seen holograms? I can't say for sure.
Things may continue.
That creep with the thin perv mustache who welcomed us to the park, I'm pretty sure he was a hologram. But the rest of them? I don't know. It's almost like being in a real-life video game.
Yo, check this out,
Jordan says, waving us over. He's standing in front of what looks like a real haunted house. This place isn't like Disney World. When you go there, you know the haunted mansion and Cinderella Castle and all of that stuff was built to look old. Here at Ghostland, at least according to these videos we watched on the way through the visitor center, these old buildings were taken down piece by piece and rebuilt here. This house Jordan's calling us over to see is probably older than just about any house in the town we grew up in, 3 states over. I wouldn't doubt for a second it was haunted before they brought it here. And from what they showed in the videos, they captured all the spectral beings and brought them here along with the haunted buildings and cursed objects, like that dancing doll. But like I said, I'm skeptical. If I didn't flunk out of physics class and ruin my GPA, I'd be on my way to an Ivy League college for chemistry on a track and field scholarship next year, instead of sticking around for another semester to make up the credit. All I had to do was ask for help, and we'd be going off to college together. But I couldn't swallow my pride, I guess.
Legion House, Eli says, reading the sign. A Ghostland tutorial.
It's tutorial, Gabby says. Like tutorial, but also a tour.
That's stupid.
You're stupid. Rent a room, I tell them, pretending not to be jealous. They're always going at each other like that. About a dozen of her so-called boy toys back, Gabby used to date Eli. Only for like a week or two, and I almost never forgave her for it, considering she knew how I felt about him even back then. They both say they never hooked up. They were 13, so I guess it's possible. But still, sometimes I get a little worried. Anyways, she's been dating Jordan since last year, when they met at cheerleading practice. They're still on the team. Jordan's a base and Gabby's a flyer.
Let's go in, Jordan says, already on the porch.
We all make to follow Jordan inside, and I'm steps behind Gabby when a cold, clammy hand grabs my wrist. I spin around, expecting to see some rotten-faced zombie that broke out of the recurrence field. But it's a sweet little old lady in a black dress and veil that probably date back to the 1800s. I figure she must be an actor in one of the exhibits, like the Wild West one I saw on the map.
You've been touched by the ethereal world,
the old woman with the powdered face says from behind her lacy black veil.
Huh? I don't know what else to say.
The astral plane calls out to you. You must heed its call or suffer immense consequences.
Come on, Lucky,
Eli urges me, standing in the doorway with the others. Seeing them gives me the courage I need to jerk my wrist free from the woman's cold, bird-like grip.
Whatever, weirdo, I mutter, and head up to meet the others.
You have a gift, my dear child, she calls after me. Soon, you will be called to use it.
Okay, Boomer,